Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Folk Studio, presented by Daniela Konstantinova. In the middle of the 1st century AD, Saint Apostle Andrew, in Bulgarian Andrei, was the first to spread Christianity in the lands close to the Black Sea. Some of these lands later became part of the Bulgarian state. The Orthodox Church commemorates the Apostle on the 30th of November. In the coming minutes, we cast light on some Bulgarian traditions related to this feast, and we play thematic folk songs as well. Saint Apostle Andrew was the brother of Saint Peter. He was also known as the first called, because he was the first among the apostles called to follow Christ. His passionary reads that from an early age he longed for the divine truth, and when John the Baptist came from Judea, he became one of his disciples. While one day Andrew stood on the banks of the river Jordan, Saint John pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Hearing those words, Andrew followed the Messiah and spent the whole day with him. The two brothers went on with their lives of fishermen. Later on, Jesus saw them by the Sea of Galilee and told them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Since that moment, they followed the Messiah everywhere and witnessed his miracles, death, and resurrection. Most probably due to the fact that in his secular life, Saint Andrew was a fisherman, he is honored on par with Saint Nicholas in the towns and villages of Bulgaria's southern Black Sea coast. He was revered as a master of powerful sea gales and storms. In southeastern Bulgaria, Saint Andrew is venerated as Saint Nicholas's father.
Sure, it's really nice.
the Bulgarian tradition, the feast of Saint Andrew has a host of names such as Andreevden, Andrew's Day, Andrei, just Andrew, Edrei, Grow Day, and Mechkinden, Bear's Day. And although it is based on a date in the Orthodox Christian calendar, the feast incorporates well-preserved pagan rites and beliefs. According to a popular legend, one day the saint harnessed an ox in the plough and went ploughing his field, but then a bear came out of the woods and devoured the ox. Saint Andrew was furious and began a fight with a naughty beast. Finally, he harnessed the bear and finished the ploughing job. Another popular story describes Saint Andrew as a hermit living in the woods. During his reclusion, he tamed a bear. After long fasting, he had to visit a monastery to take communion. And because the monastery was far away, the saint rode the bear and arrived to the holy place riding it. Before giving him communion, the priest asked him what food he had consumed during fasting. Saint Andrew replied he had eaten berries and milk. However, under the canon, milk is not allowed during fasting. So the father superior blamed the saint for having deviated from the vow and said he himself had eaten caviar. Then the hermit offered to wait for God's sign. The two put some milk in a bowl and, in another bowl, some caviar and covered them with a towel. He left them at the door of the monastery overnight. In the morning, the milk had turned into grass and the caviar into blood. So in the end, the saint received a blessing, and the Father Superior gave him communion.
Oh.
St. Andrew's feast, the menu is focused on legumes. It is believed that starting on Andreevden, daytime begins to increase by a grain of millet every day. In popular legends, on this day a bear would come out of the woods to look for food. Should it fail to find a special leguminous meal left for it, it would take a child away. To this day, Bulgarians boil grains such as barley, corn, wheat and beans as they prepare for St. Andrew's feast. In some regions, the following ritual was performed. Grains were tossed up the chimney with the chant, "Here is boiled corn for you, bear, so that you won't devour livestock and humans." In traditional notions, this would protect humans and the harvest from the dangerous beast and would bring fertility. Legumes were also given away to neighbors and relatives with the wish, "Let seeds grow the way grains grow." Has been Folk Studio on St. Andrew's Feast.